Hello.
Hi, is this Trevor?
Yep, is this Paul?
It sure is. I'm glad I was able to speak with you. Sorry I missed your call earlier. So
yep, I missed two of your calls.
That's okay. I completely understand. So I was looking at your website, and there are notes here that, you know, your website looks fine, but it's not exactly what you thought it would be. I mean, what are some of the things that you would want to see from the website, changes that we could make for you?
I'm not a fan of most of the pictures on there, just because they're stock photos, but
stock photos.
I don't have enough photos yet to pour back into there.
Right.
Me personally, if I knew like half an ounce of knowledge about electricity, which a lot of people do, they would see that stuff and just, it would be like a red flag to them.
Because they're stock photos.
Yes. Yep. Especially if I was another electrician looking at that, I'd be just like laughing at that. I don't want to say this to put down the work that was provided, but it's almost embarrassing. And from an electrician's point of view, if you know
gotcha.
What I'm saying.
No, I do. I do, and I understand. And I think when we had spoken before, you'd mentioned that you didn't have a lot of photos and things like that.
Sure.
I mean, you know, obviously we're just, you know, using stock photos that we have available. I mean, we can find other stock photos or we can remove the photos completely for you. But I mean, if you have any photos or when you get photos, we definitely do want to get that going. I mean, it'll take 7 to 14 days to get your website going. And the whole point is to get it up and get it going so that people can see it. I mean, obviously, you know, the people who see your website are not going to be electricians for the most part, but we do want to make your website the way you want it to look. And we are absolutely able and wanting to make as many changes and as often as you like and adding photos and things like that. But if there are specific photos or just all of the photos in general, I know they're all stock photos. Some are better, some are worse, but we can remove those photos and get things going for you. But I mean, for the account to be 14 days in and to already have the website and already have all of the destinations and the directories set up, I mean, it mentions here that you're getting phone calls from telemarketers, but the calls from customers haven't started coming in yet. And that's, I mean, to be expected 2 weeks in. I mean, we expect in the next 2 weeks before your next payment that you will be getting phone calls and jobs. It's designed to pay for itself in that first month. But obviously, the second month is even better. Your Facebook ads are attached to your website now, so those are in place, working on getting the first page placement on Google and things like that. Now, I mean, I would love to see more time on this account so that we can get things going for you and, of course, make the changes to the website. And I'd be willing, actually, to push your billing out. I know you've got one scheduled on Christmas Eve, but if I push your billing out like maybe 10 days, that would push it all the way into January. You wouldn't even have a payment due in December. And then, of course, obviously, that's just more time for us to make those changes to the website and get your phone ringing and get those jobs coming your way. Now, I mean, it really is something that if you give it the opportunity to work, if you let us kind of retool things and make the changes so that we're promoting your business the way you want it to be promoted, our clients that give it 2 months, they stay. They stick and stay because it's paying for itself and they're getting the job. But obviously 2 weeks in, we're still kind of getting things set up and making necessary changes.
Yep, and that brings up another question because obviously – like you said, we're only 14 days in,
mm-hmm.
and the original thing that I was talked to about was there was a top spot open on Google.
Right.
As if it's like there's an open seat, first come, first serve, and now they're going to grab it. So how do you go about making sure that I get that top spot if it's not a bought position? It's more off of like clicks and reviews and stuff like that.
So the position is available because Local Splash is a Google Premier partner. So when positions become available, it's our job to find the one company that we work with. We're allowed to work with one business per area and industry, meaning we can't put our clients in competition for their primary keywords. They can't be in the same service area providing the same service. So it looks like the directories are set up already, and then they start to get crawled and indexed by Google. It's exactly the directories that Google is looking for, and Bing will basically index straight off of Google. So your placement on Bing for the roughly 1 out of 10 people that search there instead of Google is very closely going to mimic your placement on Google. But to answer your question directly, we're one of only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's 41 Google Premier partners worldwide. So obviously you're not the only company on the first page, but you're the only company that we'll be working with in the area.
Okay. And when about would I be expecting to see that? Because I was Googling my company today. I'm just trying to see what's up and where and what's showing, just to like kind of follow up on stuff, I guess.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And it still did not come up in any of the electricians in Fond du Lac.
Okay.
So, I mean, is there a Google profile being made for my company?
So the Google business profile that's up, that's active, it's attached to all the directories that we've created. It's just a process on that back end with Google's technicians and teams to index the content that we create. And then you'll show up sooner for certain keywords than others. You'll show up sooner for your zip code versus your city. And then obviously for your service area of 20 miles. So that's why, like I said, you know, if we give it a little bit more time, depending on the density of the population and the density of the competition, you know, it does take a little bit of time. That's why, you know, we did say 45 to 60 days for the maximum return on investment for everything to be in place, for you to be popping up for all of your keywords and search phrases throughout your entire service area, getting the high volume of phone calls that turn into this job. So, I mean, there's an early termination fee that's in place just to kind of make sure that you do have skin in the game, just to give us the opportunity to make sure that you're getting the highest return on investment, to give us the time that it takes in certain areas and industries, just to make sure that that everything is working. And there are certain situations when, you know, through no fault of ours, but like, you know, when the Google verification process stalls out and things like that, it does sometimes take even longer just to get Google verified. That process is well in the works, and that should be active. Once your profile is active, everything that we have already created and everything that we will continue to create gets indexed. And of course, that's what's going to really improve your placement. So, I mean, if it's okay with you, what I'd like to do here would be to push the billing out for 10 days. I would send you an invoice, not a bill, because obviously we're not charging you. We're looking to push out your future billing, but that way you would see that, you know, there won't even be a payment scheduled. In December, it looks like it would be scheduled on the 3rd of January. And then future payments would be on the 3rd of the month as well. So not just pushing out this next month, but pushing out future billing as well. I mean, you're already at what is basically the friends and family rate, which is the $249. The normal cost of this package is $599. Newer businesses pay $299, but I actually reduced that down, you know, in part because you are a new business, but also to make this even more affordable. So that $249, it's really designed to give it the opportunity to have you see the return on your investment and for us, really, to have the responsibility of earning your business with the website and all the content that we're creating, the $100 of Facebook ads each and every single month. You know, we're not going to break even on this unless you keep the service for at least 4 months. So we definitely would like you to give it at least another month or so, so that we can get you all those phone calls and you can start to really see how soon it's working. You know, I mean, you know, I sometimes tell people, like, you know, don't pull the ripcord until you've at least jumped out of the plane. It's a little bit soon to kind of, cancel this thing out. At 2 weeks in, it seems to be performing the way we would expect it to. Like I said, your website's already up, and we're more than happy to make those changes for you.
Okay. I've just been nervous because I've been getting a lot of other telemarketers giving me almost the identical spiel on how I can have the top spot on Google and all this other lavish stuff. And
yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I think it wasn't even an hour or so ago that I was reaching out to a new client who says, you know, I get a lot of these phone calls all the time. And it does sound a lot similar to what we tell you. And I mean, I'll tell you the same thing that I told him. You know, we've been around so long, we've had these, you know, so-called SEO companies, they come out of the woodwork, they call the same people that we call, they call us and pretend they're customers to hear how we pitch things, they ask for emails to see what we do and things like that. I mean, I've been with this company myself for, it'll be 13 years in April, so more than 12 and a half years. And I remember back when, you know, people were like, oh my God, you know, I've never even gotten this phone call before, and I'm so lucky you guys are calling. And back in that time, we could make changes while they were on the phone, hit update, and we can see the improvements. Now things have changed a lot. I mean, Google processes have changed. They've gotten much more complex. Their requirements and the criteria that they need to have businesses pop up. I mean, more and more businesses are trying this on their own or hiring these other companies. So I would definitely say the hardest part about my job is all these companies coming out of the woodwork. Now, we've had people get phone calls, like our clients get phone calls right after we get them signed up. Once the website goes live, we've had our competitors calling those people, and, you know, they claim to be local splash, or they say, you know, this is wrong with your website. Last week I talked to somebody who swore up and down that someone walked them through some sort of like a website editor tool that showed him that his website was at 52%, and when we ran it was at 78%. We made some changes and jumped it to 82% compliance. I mean, anything in the 70s is already fantastic. So this guy's already getting inaccurate information. And I know that you get phone calls. You know, the whole point is getting those calls coming from customers, but you are going to get calls. And I understand, you know, when someone's telling you that we can get you on that first page and things like that, most of those companies are Google resellers. They might even only be selling like a Google business profile and nothing else. And then they turn around and resell the same exact service to competing businesses and things like that. So if ever you get those types of phone calls, if you're not sure if it's Google, I mean, that's why we have your security question in place and the answer, the city you were born in, Fond du Lac. So, I mean, obviously anyone actually calling from Google would know that information, or if they say they're local splash, they would know that information, and that is for your protection. Anybody else calling you, I mean, they're just trying to take your money, and I am sad to say that that is more and more common. And it's unfortunate for our clients, like actual clients, especially when their website goes live. Those calls spike for about a couple of weeks until your placement is right there where we want it and need it to be. Because by that point in time, you know that the service is working, and you know that, you know, what they're saying to you is nonsense. But we definitely are in that kind of limbo state where we're, like, we've planted the seed, we're watering it, we're waiting for it to grow and bear fruit. But as long as we keep doing what we're doing, you're going to see the results that we're looking for here.
Okay.
All right. So let me get that, like I said, it's not a bill. It's just kind of an invoice for your future billing. It's going to push all future billing out to the third of the month, with the next one being January 3rd. That's 10 days from the end of the billing period, which was December 24th at this point. But I'm also sending the notes to have the photos removed, or to find photos that are better for you. If you've got even examples of photos that you can find online that are less kind of cringy, something that's a little bit more acceptable, then please let us know. And if we can find those same stock photos or similar stock photos. And I hear what you're saying. I mean, man, sometimes these stock photos are pretty hilarious. And I mean, I've seen them for plumbers and things like that. And then you see the same photos on other people's websites and things. So, I mean, the whole point of it being a custom website is we want to continue to make changes and updates for you, kind of really make sure that we're promoting your business the way you want it to be promoted. The information looks pretty good, right? The content, just the photos. I mean, I know that there's a lot of information about your industry, your area specifically, and things like that. But if there's any other content changes, too, that you want us to make, we'll be happy to make those changes as well. But I'll see if we can tone down, you know, some of these stock photos, have them removed or something like that, or find better ones. But, yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying here with some of these photos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a portal on the local Splash app where I can upload pictures?
Yeah, there should be on the local Splash app or on my.localsplash.com. You can log in with your username and your password, or you can, if you want us to, just email the photos to us.
To the support local Splash?
That would be fine. Yeah, we would send it to the right department. It's actually photos@localsplash.com, P-H-O-T-O-S. That's the email address directly to the photos team. But anything and everything can, in fact, be sent to the support email. That would be perfect.
Okay.
All right. Glad to speak with you again, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, Trevor.
Yep, bye.
Bye.